This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hey everyone, thank you for downloading the pod. We are, I'm just going to be honest here, we're trying to get our numbers up. So
you could share this with your mates, that'd be great.
Could share this with your mates, that would be great. Well, honestly though, Gabs, because you know me.
You're like, all about honesty.
I'm all about honesty and I'm all about podcasts. Like, I'm your resident podcast wanker friend. 100%. Everyone has a podcast wanker friend.
You are that person.
Like, you'll start talking about something and I'll go, I'm listening about that. To a podcast on that.
And you'll be like, every day, oh, I've got a new podcast, you should listen. Podcast. There's another podcast. I've got another one.
Yeah, I'm a podcast
always
wanker.
Always.
And the thing I've picked up, the thing I've learnt as, you know, a podcast wanker, is that there is no more powerful method of marketing.
That's true.
Than
word of mouth.
Word of mouth. So if you like this, if you listen to this, please share it or just tell your friends about it. Because when we get to enough downloads, our boss is going to shout us hot chips. And that's the real
reason.
We
really aim high, guys.
Yeah, that's
we really
right.
aim high.
We want chicken and chippies around for lunch. So thank you for downloading. Hang about for an Alpha Bucks clue really soon.
Cliffo and Gabby's Mardi Gras Reporter. Baby, I was born this way. Celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQI plus art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
We are sending someone along to Mardi Gras to represent us and represent Queensland and then report back on the Monday as to how it went down. Now, for the last week, we've been getting to know our two finalists. We have Deb, who is the mum to Angus, who came out to her via message and told us a very lovely story about that. We also have Dylan, who is also Delicious Sweets when in drag and very, very keen to get to Mardi Gras. So
both competitors super keen and
super deserving.
Yeah.
So that's nice why people. We put a vote online to make Queensland decide who is representing us to go along, because we didn't want to make that decision. It was too hard.
We want to be the bad guy.
It was too hard.
There can only be one winner who joins us on the phone right now. Dylan, you did it.
Oh, no way. No way.
Delicious Sweets, you're going to the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras as Cliffo and Gabby's Mardi Gras reporter.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Oh, I think I've just woke up the whole street. Thank you so much, but I want to also say thank you to Queensland, everyone who voted, near, far, family, friends, even people who just heard our stories. Oh my gosh, guys.
Oh my gosh. Is it true that you took today off work just in case you got this call?
Yes.
Wow. Can't possibly go to work after this.
Are you going to take another day off next week to get ready?
Oh, absolutely. I have to. I might just take the whole of next week. Sorry, maybe. Boss, if you're listening.
Oh, God. Okay, so Dylan, you are our Mardi Gras reporter. Obviously, the flights, the accommodation, it's all taken care of. Tickets into the Sydney Cricket Ground to be there at the event. Who are you going to take? Who are you going to share this amazing experience with?
I am going to take my number one biggest supporter. She calls herself Mama Sweets, and she is my mum, Bernie Ashton.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's been messaging me all morning going, have you heard anything? Have you heard anything?
So
fingers
she's
crossed.
Just as excited.
She is. She is absolutely, like, she's over the moon. She's like, I haven't told her yet. She's currently in meetings till 10 o'clock. So I guess she'll find out.
Wow.
Nah, tell her during the meeting. See what her reaction
bust
is.
Bust into whatever business meeting it is as Delicious Sweets.
So
I will. I'll just bust in and be like, guys, we've done it. Mum, get out. We're going to Mardi Gras.
So you're going in drag to the Mardi Gras. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So what's Mama Sweets going to wear?
Mum was like, what wig can I wear? If we go, I have to wear heels, so I'm your height. Because she's, 5'2", and I'm 5'11 out of heels, and I wear the 6-inch Bordello stiletto heels. So.
Oh, my God. Your feet are going to be bleeding at the end of Mardi Gras.
I'm shaking.
Dylan, I cannot wait.
I think the reason you took it out is not only your amazing personality, but the fact that you've been, I guess, a bit of a fighter for your community. You're in Toowoomba. You set up an event. You're part of an event called Glamour there, which is a drag event. It's all about you know, everyone just being their true self at Glamour, which happens once a month.
Which is so inspiring.
It's a beautiful thing.
Just quickly before you let you go, Brooke, what was the actual breakdown of votes?
So Dylan won with 79% of votes.
So what was the number of votes we got?
So we got 559.
For Dylan.
Oh, wow.
In total.
Oh, in total.
Yeah. Nearly, so
70% of that. Oh, my God, Dylan.
70. What was it? 70, 79, did you say?
Yeah.
So good. Then nearly
80%. Oh, my gosh.
You had a good campaign going there, Dylan.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh.
You're going to Mardi Gras.
Woo!
So you can celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQI plus art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au and highlights at this very show from this very queen, Dylan, our Mardi Gras reporter for 2021. Thanks so much,
amazing.
Dylan.
Thanks, guys. Oh, my God.
Big thank you to Deb and Angus as well, who were in the running and did an amazing job as well.
Love you guys.
Congrats, Dylan! Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce. It's been reported for quite some time that it's going to be happening. They've been living separately for a while. But the thing that's caught my attention this morning, Cliffo, is a headline that says Kanye is trying to sell some of Kim's jewelry. So the jewelry that he gave her in the course of their relationship, he has gone to some top jewelers around the US to see if he can sell it back.
He wants the money, mate.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet green back in his pocket.
And I feel like, you know, in the Kim Kanye relationship, there would be a lot of jewelry, a lot of diamonds, a lot of really expensive stuff. But in the average relationship, the most expensive piece of jewelry you'd normally have is the engagement ring.
Absolutely.
So when a divorce happens or a split happens when you're engaged,
yeah.
I'm really intrigued to know what Queenslanders do with the ring.
Oh, yeah, good one.
So he's trying to sell all the jewelry back. But what does what
Bryce
else
from
do?
Maths, what did his ex do when he
the
applied
ring.
For the show?
Yeah, so 13 10 60, we want to know this morning, what did you do with the ring? Did you do a Kanye and try to sell it? I've actually seen
a
few
cash converters
on sale on like buy, swap and sell sites. And I've always wondered what the story is behind
they
it.
They do. They put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
they're like engagement
the,
ring for sale.
Or the wedding set and you're like, ooh, what's going on here?
I'm a cash converters guy
you
too.
Are.
Like not selling stuff, but I often go in and buy.
And there's
stuff
always rings in there.
Have a look around at the pawn shop or whatever. Yeah. And there's always rings in there. Yeah. And I'll even look at them under the glass and be like, ooh.
I want to know the story.
If that ring could talk.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60. If you went through a breakup, whether it was while engaged or married, what did you do with the ring? Because you can't keep wearing it. It's got too much sentimental value and memories attached to it when it comes to the engagement or wedding ring. Like, you can't just keep wearing it.
Didn't Lara Bingle
throw it in the toilet?
Throw it in the
she
toilet? When
did.
She Who was she married to?
Michael Clarke.
The cricketer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that definitely happened, went in the loo. And that would have been, like, $1 million ring. Like, it was not a cheap one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's...
Just drop it in the park.
Or just give it to... Yeah, if you're going to put it in the toilet, at least give it to someone who needs it. Like me.
Like you. Like Gabby.
It.
Gabby's here. She'll take unwanted
rings.
I'll
take $1 million diamond.
13, 10, 60. So you're in a relationship. You are at the point of being engaged to someone else. It goes south.
Mm.
What do you do with
what
the ring?
What do
Lisa,
with the ring?
On 13, 10, 60. Good morning.
How you going?
Good, Lisa. Was it you or someone else who had to deal with the ring after a breakup?
Me.
And what'd you do?
What'd you do?
I threw it in his face.
He threw it right in his filthy, rotten, dirty lying scoundrel face.
Okay, we're assuming he's a dirty lying scoundrel.
I'm putting a bit of mayo on your story there, Lisa.
You got it right.
Oh, got it right. But did you not think to keep it and make a bit of money?
No, it was more fun throwing it at his face.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
all right.
The money.
That's all right, yeah. In the moment, way more fun.
It's about the satisfaction. It's like when you throw a drink in someone's face.
True.
No one wants to waste
a good
quality
drink.
$10 a bottle Sauv Blanc, mate.
But it's fun.
But you do it to prove a point. Narelle on 13, 10, 60. Morning, mate.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, Narelle. Who dealt with the ring? What happened?
Okay, it was my ex-boyfriend. His girlfriend slept with his best mate. Oh. He got their willies up so bad he went to the local duck pond, threw the most beautiful diamond, biggest rock in the local duck pond with all the duck poo.
Oh, wow.
And he took photos of it as he was doing it.
Just to show
her. And she cried her eyes out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I feel like she's not allowed to feel bad because she wasn't allowed to keep that ring after doing what she did.
She didn't feel bad about the end of the relationship and the cheating. She felt bad about, you know.
Is it like
not
at the end
the
of the
anymore.
Titanic? Is the necklace still in the ocean?
It is.
Which pond?
Yeah, that's right.
I need to take the metal detector down.
can we get down there? How quickly can we drain it? Alpha Bucks is back after the weekends on Monday morning, and it's worth $1,000, Gabrielle.
And you know how you say I always bring everything back to my wedding planning?
You do. You bring everything back to
the
your wedding.
The answer for Monday that you want to know is bridesmaids. I have four of them.
I'm going to cut her off right there, everyone. Her mic is off. That's all you need to hear.
I can turn myself back on.
Bridesmaids is the answer. Monday morning for Alpha Bucks at Hit.
Find out before you're done. Music's fun for everyone. Join right in. Sing along.
Cliffo. And Gabby's.
It's very hard to hear through this wig. I'm just going to put it out there.
I cannot hear a thing. We are wearing the biggest hair we've ever had to wear for this segment.
We are Sandy and Danny because this morning we are doing a Grease song for our Friday sing-along. You can get the lyrics at HitQLD Breakfast on Insta or Facey.
Yeah.
But there's a really special reason we're doing a Grease song this morning.
Yeah.
That's because Memory Monday on Monday is going to be amazing.
So we've managed to track down a dude by the name of Randall Kleiser. Mm-hmm, he is the guy who made and directed the film Grease.
43 years ago.
He's in his 70s now.
Yeah.
He also made, like, Honey, I Blew Up the Kids and Starsky and Hutch and all this other stuff.
He's amazing.
But
we want to talk about Grease on Monday. So that's why
he's best known for Grease.
We're getting ready for that with Summer Nights today for our Friday sing-along. And your sideburns, they look like they're almost a moustache because they're so long.
They're filthy. And they're tickling my mouth. All right, so we'll whack your video up later. But get to our socials right now. Hit QLD Breakfast because it's the sing-along. It's for everyone.
Everyone needs to get involved.
But without further ado, Gabby as Sandra D and the Pink Ladies.
Yes.
And I'm representing John Travolta, Danny Zuko, and the T-Birds today.
T-Birds.
As we do, Summer Nights. For Cliffo and Gabby's Sing Along Friday. Summer lovin' had me a blast.
Summer lovin' happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
I met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to the summer nights. Oh, wella, wella, wella. Tell me more, did you get very far?
Tell me more, like does he have a car?
She swam by me, she got a cramp.
He ran by me, got my suit damp.
I saved her life when she nearly drowned.
He showed up, splashing around.
Summer sun, something's begun. But on the summer nights.
Tell me more, was it love at first sight?
Tell me more, did she put up a fight?
Doobie doobie doobie
doo. I took a bowling in the arcade.
We went strolling, drank lemonade.
We made out under the dock.
We stayed up till 10 o'clock.
Oh my God, so late.
Summer fling, don't mean a thing. But of the summer nights.
Wella, wella, wella. Tell me more, but you don't gotta brag.
Tell me more, cause he sounds like a drag. He got friendly, holding my hand.
Yes, she got friendly, down in the sand.
Ooh. He was sweet, just turned 18.
Well, she was good, you know what I mean. Summer heat, boy and girl meet. But of the summer nights.
Tell me more, how much dough did he spend?
Tell me more, could she get me a friend?
It turned colder, that's where it ends.
And so I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Jesus. Wonder what she's doing now.
This is it.
Summer dreams ripped at the seams. But those summer nights. I'm even more impressed that we could pull that off because we've both swallowed a furball's amount of wig.
The amount of plastic hair that's now in my lungs.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to go for me.
That's definitely toxic too.
Can we just pause for a second to give Woolworths a big round of applause? Because I am very stoked about something they are doing. This is really exciting stuff. They announced it yesterday.
I know you love Discovery Garden, Gabby.
Yes, I do love Discovery Garden.
I know
Garden.
You love it.
It's good.
Jesus, mate. No. Settle down. We've heard enough.
There's something else that they're changing, and it's going to be rolling out across Australia. And I'm so on board with this. And it might sound like it's something really minor, but I think it's actually a major step forward. And it's that they're going to be changing the aisle name for female products from personal care and sanitary products to period care. And this is huge because there is so much stigma and shame around period products and periods in general that it shouldn't be there. Like, it's a natural thing that happens to every single woman, and this shame around it is just kind of ingrained into you from a child, to the point where I had to go to the bathroom the other day and I grabbed a pad out of my bag and I went to hide it up my sleeve to walk to the bathroom because you're like, oh, can't have anyone see that I'm carrying a pad. And then I was like, what am I doing? I'm a woman. Everyone knows it happens. Why do I need to hide this? And so it's one of these things that is really, it's got this crazy stigma around it, which I just think needs to end. And so changing just this simple wording is really bringing awareness to the fact that it's normal. It's normalizing the word period.
It's so good. The fact that the stigma still does exist, and it 100% does, it's shocking to me. There's more of you than there is of me.
Yeah.
More women on the planet. You live longer as well. Good for you guys.
We all get a period.
It's such a normal thing that literally most people on the planet, you know, do at some point in their life or have in their life. So I think you're right.
It's so good.
Simple fact of changing the name from hygiene to, what are they changing to? Period.
To period care.
It's acknowledging this is a thing.
Period care.
This is okay to talk about.
It's feminine hygiene. It's period care. And there's another level onto it as well, where Woolies have actually partnered with Share the Dignity, which we've talked about so many times on the show before, because it's about helping women who are in period poverty situations where they can't get their hands on period products. And if you have a stigma around the word period, it's very hard to talk about period poverty and make it an issue that's in the past and make sure that every woman out there has access to period care. So, yeah, this is such a great step in the right direction, and it's so awesome that we're finally, you know, talking about periods. Let's talk about it. It's not gross. It's normal.
I put the challenge out to Coles. I put the challenge out to IGA, Foodworks, whoever.
Let's normalize it.
Can we all do this? Because it's a massive step forward. Period poverty is a huge thing, not overseas. It happens in regional Australia. It happens in regional Queensland. It's happening in the town you're in right now.
Yep.
Period poverty. And the only way to fight it is, like you say, to acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it and normalize.
And using the bloody words.
Exactly.
So, period, period, period.
Good on you, Woolies. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
You are fake news.
New sites are starting to come back to social media, but it was a bit over a week ago that Facebook changed the game and cut all Australian news sites off the feed in Australia. Never fear, though, because we've all got our mums on Facebook to watch. And they're very, like, your mums.
They'll let us know what's going on.
Your aunties. I don't know, your mum's friends.
Anyone in that generation.
That generation I don't know. They're interesting to watch on Facebook because they use it a bit different to say people like you and me.
Oh, it's so true. Yes. I used to have a three strikes and you're out rule with my mum because she would do things that would embarrass me so much. For example, comment on me going to an event with a guy and be like, oh, is he your boyfriend?
So good. Didn't she get into an argument about crocheting once
Definitely
as well?
Definitely did. Yeah. Someone stole the crochet pattern and she got very
mad.
That's
a very mum Facebook thing to do. As is what my mum has posted 24 hours ago.
Oh, here we go.
Now, she's gone for a light pink background. Like, it's just a comment, but you know how you can choose
that's
to
nice.
Make it a picture. Light pink background. Lovely. She just said, this is what it says. Fresh eggs, for sale, $4 a dozen, pick up Failford. So that's where she lives. That's the little place where mum and dad live. They're in New South Wales on the mid-north coast. So she's trying to, she hasn't got a marketplace or anything. This is her own
personal Facebook page.
She follows people all over Australia, all over the world. But she posts simply, fresh eggs for sale, $4 a dozen, pick up fail food.
Good price.
You might be surprised to know the post hasn't got a lot of engagement.
Weird.
One like. Ooh. So I thought, because her post is not going so well,
let's put it out there.
We'll ring mum and see how the sale's going and if we can just help her out a little bit.
Hello, Leslie speaking.
Hey, mum, it's me and Gabby. How you going?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. How you going?
Good, mum. Just ringing about your Facebook post about the eggs.
What about it?
Riveting stuff, isn't it? Real riveting online content there.
Have you sold any?
No. Oh, well, yeah, one dozen.
One dozen? $4? You bloody
rich!
Not enough to retire on, is it, mum?
No, leave me alone.
The reason we rang is we saw it had incredibly low engagement on Facebook. Do you know what engagement? Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
It didn't have a big reach. It only had one like.
Okay.
But you sold it does, so that's good. Did you feel the need, because Facebook pulled news Australia-wide, did you feel the need to kind of fill that void?
No, I just wanted to sell my damn eggs.
maybe we can get some eggs sold.
Could we do maybe like an online special? Like mention the Facebook ad, save 50 cents or something?
It's a bit far to send them up there, so maybe send them up there.
Mum's in New Zealand. Yeah, no one cares about that, mum. We are, but that's all right.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, you're so
mean. I'm being mean now, mum.
You're so mean.
Nah, I'm being mean.
I think so.
I thought it was a very Facebook mum thing to do.
Totally.
Was post eggs for sale, and we got a real laugh out of it. I'm glad you sold a dozen.
You got $4 in your back pocket, Leslie.
And I love you. I love you so much, and thank you for letting us take the piss.
Yes, not a problem.
Just watch your stupidness on Facebook in future, though.
Okay. I've been known to do some weird things in my sleep, Cliff. Ever since I was a kid, I've slept talks, slept walks. My sister also sleep talks. We used to have conversations to each other while both sleeping.
Oh, man.
And my other sister would be there like, what is happening?
We could be a fly on the wall.
I know.
Like, get the tape of those convos.
You probably wouldn't have even understood them. But something happened the other night that was new for me. I actually was crying in my sleep. So what happened was, but yes and no, because the dream I was having is an interesting one. So I'm currently getting my wedding ring made and I've been very, I had the image in my head. I knew exactly what I wanted and I've been, very much getting what I want.
Just quickly before we go, it amazes me that everything can come back to your wedding.
I know.
Story about your sleep.
Hey, I can make anything come back to the wedding.
When we put down Gabby's weird sleep thing on the log today, I didn't know it would come back around to the wedding.
It always comes to the wedding. You should know that. But I'm getting my wedding ring made at the moment. And in my dream, I got the wedding ring back and it was nothing like I had designed. And I was really upset about it. And the jeweler was like, oh, this looks better. So we just decided to go this way. And I'm like, why would you go rogue? Why? And I was very upset to the point of crying in my sleep. And when I woke up, I had tears streaming down my face. So I was physically crying in real life as well. And it wasn't until later in the day that I mentioned to my fiance, I was like, oh, I had this horrible dream about the wedding rings last night. And I was crying about it. And he goes, I know you were. I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, you were whimpering in your sleep. So not only did I have actual tears running down my face, but he reckons I was making these noises like.
I've got this weird thing at the moment where I kind of feel on one hand really, really bad for you. On the other hand, I'm like, I'm laughing at you. I don't know what emotion to feel right now.
Well, he laughed. He actually got involved and started crying back at me to encourage it. So I want to know on 131060 this morning, the weirdest thing you've done in your sleep. Because it's not until the next day you're actually told about it and you go, huh?
Or can we do the weirdest thing you've seen someone do in their sleep?
So it might be
your story of something stupid you did in your sleep.
Or you've seen someone else do it.
Or maybe you live with someone who's a bit, bit of Gabby going on.
That sounds like an insult. Well, it's not a compliment, is it?
It's not far from the truth. But, you know, we could be talking.
Weeing in a cupboard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a common one.
Just anything. Weirdest thing you did in your sleep or someone else.
Yeah.
All right? Throw them under the bus. Happy to do that. 131060, give us a call. Ian's done that. Ian, what's the weirdest thing you've done in your sleep?
Well, it's actually my brother. When he was about 15, he decided to go have a shower.
Interesting. I've never done that before. Was he was he fully clothed or did he get nud?
No, he was fully clothed.
Yeah.
Did the running water not wake him up?
No, apparently not, because the reason I know about it, this is when Mum was bringing him back to the bedroom to get him changed, to get him back in bed. Yeah. He was still fighting to go back to the shower because he said he needed to get clean.
He still hadn't finished. You got to let him finish.
There's some weird, because it's not just like normal sleep, is it? When you're sleepwalking or sleep talking or trying to sleep shower, something's going on. Mm. So it's understandable.
You have to finish the movement you started. Yeah,
that's right. And the water's not going to wake me up until it's done. 131060. Morgan's here. Morning, Morgan.
Hey, how are you?
Was it you, Morgan, or someone else that did something weird in their sleep?
No, actually my partner. I woke up to him one night laying on top of the bed in the blanket wrapped up like a burrito, and I said, what are you doing? And he's, the frogs can't get me here.
Does he remember what he was dreaming about?
He doesn't remember anything of it.
Obviously, there was a really killer toad in his dream.
The killer frogs. They come to get me in my sleep. The Hit Breakfast Show.